created dignity and needs to think from that path to her.
And you mean that
she used two heads
at the same time?
Yeah.
Double.
And did she make the eye watcher? Mm-hmm. And she put the knot on it. And after she put the knot on, she put the...
You can use the Eskimo word if you want to.
So for that,
I believe we translated that as tip. From a dry wood, inside dry wood. Yes.
But he needs to get that thing, put it away for, you know.
For a first aid or?
Yeah.
For a treatment.
Mm-hmm. We were out there up the river. And then after, she put that thing on and then put panty with that.
Mummy
from the skin, and then covered with a cut of okra.
Yes,
so it won't get
dry. It was going to be dry.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes, so it won't get wet.
Mm-hmm.
And she kept it for a long time. I don't know how many days, but when he opened it, I saw it was there were hair that no infect.
What did she do with the hairs when she opened it to look at the cut?
When it healed her heels up, when it kind of opened, she cut the knots off and pulled the hairs with her hand.
You said that she sewed the wound, cleaned it, and sewed it, and then put on this pitch or mummy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she wrapped it in mummy, this inner skin, and then the whole wound or whole thing she wrapped with. And each finger was wrapped separately.
Yes.
With mummy,
yeah.
Including the thumb, the cut. And then you said that everything healed up.
Yes.
And you also mentioned that she saved this pitch.
Yeah.
Can you say how she did this?
She kept it in a cut.
And got tied.
Tied.
So it wouldn't leak.
Yeah, so it wouldn't leak. And that to have another on top.
Two layers?
Yes.
She said she did this to be ready for emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Della, do you remember any other cases where there's any treatment of a cut or for stopping the bleeding that you'd want to mention?
About
that? Yes, anything you'd like to mention?
Didn't I tell you about that the first one that bleed on the snow?
Della, I had asked you a question about your schooling and if you had any health training in the schools. Could you mention if you had done any reading during your school years on medical attention or first aid?
When I was in school, we had a book of physiology. I don't know why I picked all that was in the book.
Yes.
How to treat people when they cut or something. And I got that. And the people at North I used to.
As far as anybody coming into NORTAC and telling people, you know, health rules or especially on first aid and accident treatment, do you remember when any nurse or anybody, a doctor, anybody first came through there, what year?
I don't know.
fellows are. Do you remember when anybody showed up to you? Or how was this done? Did the teacher do any instructing or?
Yeah.
And you're...
Teacher told me to treat me to die.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
Yeah, that's quite all right. Could you tell me if there any there was any way of treating bad bruises?
Bad bruises?
Yes.
Like?
Oh, if you have a bad... Or was there any treatment for bruises? Say if a person falls hard and there's, you know, area that's badly bruised in his leg. Was there any treatment or that you knew of yourself for that?
Well, long ago, mother used to tell me when they twist their ankle, they just pull it any old way and fix it themselves.
That's a joint.
Yeah.
How about bleeding, internal bleeding? Is there anything they could do to stop bleeding inside a person before the white came, before the hospitalization?
They had to, I remember when they talking about when they bleed in the stomach.
Yeah.
They used to give them with tobacco. Chew tobacco, pour it in there, let them drink it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know once they give them with a child pee.
Mm-hmm. Urine.
But it's health.
Would you say that that's an Eskimo treatment? Or was this not the dead animal treatment?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And can you remember what year or even about when, where you're young then?
When I'm young, I'm teenage. Yeah, teenage.
But you at this time you can remember those two things. One was urine, you said a child's urine.
Yeah.
And the other was tobacco. Chewed tobacco to stop stomach from bleeding in the stomach. Can you think of any other cases where somebody had some kind of bleeding and anything was done for them or?
From hemorrhage.
Yeah. Any lung?
Yeah.
In that case, what would be done, if anything?
With Sarilac too.
Could you say the word lobby again?
Sarilac. Yeah.
Could you mention that? About the use of
Sarilac?
Yes.
They use it for boils, anything. All for boils.
Is it always boils?
Always boils. Mm-hmm. Sometimes chew it.
You can chew the leaves.
When when they're old, when they're fresh, they really stink.
Mm-hmm. Are these used, the leaves that are used, are these thick green or dried?
Dried.
Mm-hmm. Could they be used any time of the year? If you have
this time of the year is good.
Oh, in fall.
In fall time, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do people, would they try to save them or not? I mean, put them away or not?
Put them away.
They wouldn't.
Yeah. I had...
Can you think of a case when anybody used it? I mean, you don't have to give a name, but the person, the age of the person, and about when it was, if you remember.
They always keep, pick them for, you know, for winter.
Mm-hmm.
Some people use it nearly every day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean they use it sort of as a...
Yeah,
preventive or...
Yeah.
Treat cold.
Yeah.
Do you think that it helps?
It really helps.
In what way does it help? What does it do?
Well, they drink it, they're getting better. Every day, I used to myself, every bedtime and early, I mean, in the morning too. It helps me too last year when I got a real bad cold.
How does it help your cold, or what do you notice changing if you use it? Is that hard to say? I don't mean to. You feel that the cold improves when you're using it then?
Yeah.
That's good enough. Bella, could you mention if there's any practice if a person has blood loss and how he should, how it should be done, any special diet or treatment?
Well, when a person got lose a lot of blood, they let him rest in the bed for a long time, and they give him a bra or soup, liquid, not to eat hard food, and raw pork.
That'd be frozen food.
Frozen food, any kind made of fish. Just let they let them eat dried fish with oil. They can't stop eating oil. It's hard too. Sounds like quite a lot.
So we depend on diet.
Yes.
As well as rest. All right, thank you. Adele, you mentioned something else on diet and treatment of, is this a lung condition or
a lung condition can be.
Could you mention what you advise a woman to do on diet?
I tell one woman to have dried fish, mostly salmon, to eat every day, not to miss a day. With oil. So she tried it in noon time and supper time with oil. And she getting better, and next time when the inspectors, you know, the nurses say, they check her up, screw them, she get good. She told me that she can't go without it.
How did you decide to recommend that? Was that from your own experience, or how did you decide?
Yeah, my own experience. Because dried fish is not like regular meat. It's soft. And if she had it with oil, because she owns it like cod liver oil. It's less alright, but that's when we use it a lot, it's like cod liver oil. That's why I told her to eat it every day.
Has this woman had other checkups since? Has she had active TV or anything since that?
After she had done that, when the nurses and doctors came around to check her up, after that they didn't check her up no more.
You say she still says that she eats quite a bit of dried fish? This is a new subject on skin soy, and I'd like for you to list the more important materials that the NORTAC Eskimos had with which to work, that is, the things that they got from their own area. Would you just do this, please, for me? Beginning with land animals, if you wish.
Well, they have caribou skins, wolf, wolverine, seal, for those is the winter time or on rabbits?
How about the squirrels? Do you have ground squirrels?
Yeah, they always get the ground squirrels too.
Did you use tree squirrels any?
No, there's no tree squirrels.
No, because you're out of timber.
No.
How about marmots? Were those?
No,
you didn't
no marmots.
You didn't have marmots?
No.
How about fox?
Fox? All right.
Did you have coyotes?
No.
No.
Not very many long time.
No.
Just
a little. No. So these are very few things that you're working with.
Yeah.
Except for the different ages of the animals.
Yeah.
How about are there any more land animals of any importance? Or even use it sometimes. Or were there any birds in the lab that you used at all for anything in clothing?
Well, they used loons for socks. And
could you give the Eskimo word of the loon that you used?
Mullery.
Were there any other water birds that you used for anything?
King.
How about the word for that?
Tootlick. They use it for socks.
You mean for inside boots? I mean for use inside boots?
And for raincoat.
Oh.
Seagulls.
Seagulls were used?
Yeah. Sew it together for raincoat.
Any other birds? Land birds weren't used. They were not?
No.
Ptarmigan were not?
No.
How about any of the ducks or geese? Or swans?
The swans?
Swans were used?
Yeah. For white, you know.
For hunting the park?
Yeah.
Were any of the ducks or geese used for anything?
I don't think so.
Not for dogs?
No. They never killed a dog.
No, okay. How about sea animals? Could you name the ones you used?
Like the seal hook?
Yes.
Seal nut chuck? And Spanish seals, consider?
Yes.
Ribbon seal.
The word for ribbon seal, Stella?
Cavalry.
And what was the word for porpoise, Bella?
Walrus.
Walrus.
Ender.
Bella's going to tell you about a case of a person who had a swelling on the neck. Yes, on the neck. And this is somewhat similar to has a similar worm that she described in the case of the pointed hoof woman. Could you continue, Bella?
Yeah. My nephew had a lump on his neck.
Oh.
In your bed?
How often was he?
24.
No.
And he come over to me to get me sick, so after I figured that when it sticks out, I cut it downward with,
Is this a special tool you used?
No, tape. Safety plate.
Razor blade?
Razor blade.
Oh, I see.
Razor blade. I used that one.
Was this above the hairline or below the hairline?
No, below the head.
Below the hair.
Yeah. And when I open it, I squeeze it, so the worms come to tell it empty.
As you made the cut, of course it must have bled some, huh?
Not
it
much.
It didn't bleed much,
much,
huh? What did you see? How big a cut did you make?
About half an inch.
Half inch. And how big was the total swelling? How wide or how big was it?
Because of jackstone.
Oh. And what did you see when you opened it?
Worms coming up, coming out.
How big and what does it look like?
Well, just about 1 inch. And the color crossed with black and white.
Could you give your word for this worm?
Just like Kupalo.
Would it be the same same worm?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say this is colored at all? This worm?
They're not all colored. Some of them were white. Next few of them, almost same length.
But it definitely doesn't look like a maggot. It's not round, it's flat.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do after you took out the worms? How did you do it? Did you press them or how? To get them all out?
I put them in the paper and put it in a glass.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to send them down to the doctor.
Oh, I see.
And I made my mistake, put alcohol in it.
Oh.
I didn't send them.
Oh, you didn't send them?
No.
What did you do to your cut then, after you made the cut?
I cleaned it up first with cotton and gauze.
Mm-hmm.
Wash it up first and then Band-aid on it with the dye later.
Mm-hmm. How did it do afterwards? How did the sore do?
It healed up quick.
Mm-hmm.
After another day, I tell them to come up.
Oh, I see.
And then when I saw it, that's healing.
Did you count the number of worms that
around a dozen.
A dozen?
Yeah.
Did he ever have any more trouble with the same?
No.
Do you have any idea how a person would get worms like that?
I don't know.
You don't have any idea?
They were all dead.
Oh, they were?
None of them were alive.
Were the worms, how would you say they were as far as the skin or in the muscle?
Between. Skin and the muscle.
Between the skin and the muscle.
Just when I open it, it comes up.
Did you see a hole leading from the skin? There was no hole. Was it discolored anyway?
The color before I opened it
was
kind of dark skin.
Oh. Hmm. Adela, could you tell me the year, which the previous case, the boy with the neck swelling, when you did that?
Well, maybe in 1946.
Bella, could you tell me about the case of the girl, 12-year-old girl, who had a swelling? Could you tell where the swelling was, the size of it, and what you did?
Mm-hmm. On the left side under her arm. On top of the wrist, it was the biggest of my hand. Big round thing. And on the right spot, I opened it.
What did you use for opening the
well? I used that what my old dad made. We call it in Eskimo over here. And when I open it, the pus comes out on 4-pound large handful.
How much?
Four pounds. town.
Oh boy.
Lord Chancellor made the old death. It was all over on the sides too. And I watch her every day go put another bench down. I keep for myself because it's awful.
Did you know any background on the case, what had happened to the girl, or why it had this swelling? Did the parents or the girl tell you anything about it?
No, her mother was in hospital, and her grandfather told me that maybe she got hurt from fall.
Did you notice anything around there, anything unusual besides the pus, I mean, besides the swelling?
Just only
You didn't notice any evidence of broken bones?
No, that's not broken bone. Mm-hmm. And black thing after that. Mm-hmm. When it's gonna cleaned up, you know, mm-hmm. the last one was kind of black.
What would be your Eskimo word for the material that came out, the puffy stuff?
Imuk.
What is
it? Imuk.
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 Della, would you tell me about the umuyun or lance that you used in the previous case of the girl with the swelling? What it looked like and how it was made, who made it?
Mama made it, Daddy made it. Out of a hacksaw. A hacksaw.
This would be from the blade.
The hand was tied with the sinew.
How big was the blade? How long?
Around 2 inches long.
Was this, mounted on the end of the blade or the handle, or how was it mounted?
The handle?
Yeah, how was it made? Did it go along the same way as the blade? The handle went the same way?
No, it's like a handle of a knife.
Long the same.
Yeah.
As regular.
Mm-hmm.
But shorter.
Mm-hmm. The blade was about two inches.
Was it sharpened on both edges?
Yeah. Not this much white.
About, maybe a little less than half, more than a quarter inch. Maybe 3/8 or?
I think so.
Maybe 3/8 of an inch.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. 3/8?
Yeah.
1/8.
Mm-hmm. Did you use it, is this the only time you used this unit? Or
many times I used it. Not very long, I lost it. I don't know what I do. And I may ask a smelling made out of the same kind of thing, but as for me. And I lost it before I got it.
What was the blade made out of? Or do you know what the blade was made out of before they used steel? Or was it always?
With chains and old timers.
Yeah.
Same size.
It looks very much like
this. Yeah,
like
and, but heavily with a stick.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing.
Remember, how long ago was it your father made it? Was that quite a while ago?
Quite a while, I didn't. When I was teenage.
Yeah, maybe 19, before around 1920 or a little 1920, I think.
1919.
Yeah. Have you had a further use for this lamp, Dylan?
Well, one time I used for the old lady that have stroke many times. I mean, she was stroke and she stayed in bed all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And in the afternoon, her grandson come for dinner and eat a mail from a caribou.
Mm-hmm.
and she didn't know that the bone was on the bed and was real sharp and around 2 inches long. Then her daughter woke me up when I go down there. She wanted me to cut it. She tried to cut it with regular ulu. It wasn't sharp. So I used tape. I used that thing to open it.
Ulu you?
Yeah.
For laughs.
And take it out. Cut the skin.
This was a kid. Put her leg on a marathon.
Yeah. Yeah. I used it.
Even they were able to get the bone out of her leg.
I used that thing many times for busting off or things like that.
That's a useful tool.
It's useful, yeah. But I had to use it with alcohol, alcohol.
Disinfect it.
Not infection. You can't pull out.
Do you know if any kind of disinfectant was used in the old days or not?
When well, they used water to clean it up first. What Mama used to do.
Do you know, was there any actual word that had any meaning like disinfectant to kill, to clean something or not?
It's correct. For,
for infection. Infection.
They used old timers. No, they have nothing on it, but they use warm water.
The water, the warm
water. Water.
For the eye, did it help the eye?
Well, you closed your eyes a long time.
It was painful.
Yeah, it was so burned. He said, it's like a fire engine. And when he woke up, he opened it clear. No spot, no white spot on it.
Did he complain about that anymore?
No, he never.
Do you have any word for that white spot? Any Eskimo word for that that you remember?
That white thing on the eye called an Eskimo kovitsky.
Thank you. Bella, could you tell me about other treatments you have for these, what you call these sore eyes?
Sore eyes.
This must be an infection of the covers of the eye.
It's hard to see. They have to get them in the dark because when they're open, can't open them.
Can you think of, would you tell about one or more cases or one at a time, and say what you did and what the history of the person had been and the treatment they had?
Well, one time, a girl around 9 years old, she hardly see, almost blind, from the couple of her both eyes.
What did the eye look like when you looked at it?
All red.
Red.
Red. And on the face, it's on her cheek, kind of red, burnt from the water.
Running
down.
The
so
tears
much.
Yeah. Running down.
Mm-hmm. And his father tried to keep her alive, but she kept him in the dark place. She hardly see anything.
Mm-hmm.
When I go down there for hardly moving.
Let's see, where was this? What place was it? Kotchubu.
He's come and calm just when we're going back home. And when he asked me, I go over and look at it. It was so ready and sores all over her eyes. When I see it, maybe it could help. I know it will help. Just from the outside of her eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And next day, I take new tweezers from the stores, go over and pull all the grown hairs in the little thing over here.
Inner corner of the eye?
Inner corner.
Mm-hmm.
From that.
What's the Eskimo word for that part of the eye, inner corner?
Nikachula. And then pull the grown hairs that go toward this way, and from this side, it grown, the hairs will grow so much and go in.
You mean her eyelashes?
Treat her.
Did they get the phone?
just put the ointment on.
Medicine or something.
Just ointment on, that's all.
But you just, how did you go about just looking at the eyes carefully? How you
yes.
saw this?
That time, I worked on two boys and one girl. Same week.
Same week. How about the boys? What was the cause of their eye condition?
Same way,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How old were the boys, do you remember?
Three boys. Same. Around 8 years. And she was 9 years old,
mm-hmm.
80, and six, and three.
Oh.
That's
I wonder if they told the doctor.
I never did, but on this little smallest boy, they asked her, his mother about it, all right, but she never told them that
yeah.
after my aunt worked on him, he never had trouble on his eyes, no more. It's the place.
Have you noticed this in other children, trouble with their eyelashes growing in, or? Of course, you're the one to check,
yeah? I can, but I don't remember.
Yeah.
It's not that.
Well, if you just the common,
yeah.
Pretty common.
Mm-hmm.
Does it fall within a certain age group of children? Or could it?
In small children, too.
Small children,
mm-hmm.
as well as older children.
Mm-hmm. How come they always have a spot on their eyes?
Does it happen with, say, teenagers?
Teenagers.
Do you remember any teenagers?
No.
No?
If I forget it,
yeah.
I think
the ones you remember are 8 or 9 or under,
yeah.
or younger.
Yeah.
Adela, I wanted you to discuss about the care of caribou skins and tanning of it, beginning with the time the animal was killed and the care of it and all that. Could you do that? I see you have the skin in front of you now. And with this animal, could you go back to the history of the animal and all the things you did and up to the tanning?
Well, when we saw the skin, when you throw, we have to dry it and carefully. And when it dries from being wet all the time, it's pretty hard to catch. But when we keep it off of the rain, you know, wet all the time, it's very easy, more to panic. And we have to scrape the skin with the scraper
well you can in this particular skin Bella, what time of year was it, what was this kill and the kind of animal, could you explain?
Well in the fall time, but for party they used to try to get a skin on August.
Yeah. And what do you have in mind now to make from this skin?
Well,
what will you be cutting on this skin? What kind of a garment?
For pants. Winter pants. Overall.
These in the old days, these would be worn on the outside. Outside pants, would they?
Yes.
For children?
For children. Mm-hmm. In winter time, it's just 60 below.
When this animal was killed, did you do anything to this? How did you take care of it right afterwards? Was it carefully skinned, or how did you do it? Was it cleaned up right away or later? Or just the pieces of meat?
Well,
did you skin the whole animal? I see the legs are cut off right now.
Yeah.
Was that skin entire?
Mm-hmm.
With
just tied and the hair is outside. That is just as easy.
With the hair rolled out.
On your wing.
Was it kept inside the house or outside the house?
Outside. And so would be something.
How long did this skin go from the time it was killed until you actually tanned it? You did the tanning.
You have to work on it before it's cool. It's better to work on it sooner than...
Could you go through the procedure on...